announced that the exile deal with Mr. Gbagbo has failed, drive in the sense they took the direction of the residents in Kokodi and started to assault the presidential residence where Mr. Gbagbo is staying at the time being.
What have you seen?
Well, just minutes after the attack started, some UN white helicopters. I saw some UN white helicopters in the sky, and they were flying over the presidential residence where the fighting rages. And I also made a call to a student living in Plateau in the neighborhood of the presidential palace. And she also confirmed and said that she could see the helicopters in the skies as well. But the helicopters were not firing rockets at the palace, as Gbagbo people pretend. So I saw also some, let's say, pickup and armored vehicles driven by the FRCI soldiers nearby in the streets, heading to the presidential residence.
Did you hear gunfire?
Yeah, gunfire has just stopped now. But 10 to 15 minutes ago, I could hear, let's say, heavy weaponry, and I guess it might be rockets or RPGs, not AK-47 that we used to hear.
Why is it taking him so long to get out of the bunker?
Yeah, I think it is taking so long to get Mr. Gbagbo out of the bunker, because he still has some, let's say, heavy weapon, and it is the weapon that his security guard has been using to defend himself against, let's say, the FRCI forces. So this is why the fighting stake is dragging on for so long. Otherwise, I think he will have seized control. But I think it is still resisting because of the kind of weaponry he has been using to stop the attack of the pro-Ouattara forces.
Has there been any word on the number of injuries?
No, at the time being, it's quite difficult to have an exact official number, because at the time being, you can't find any, international humanitarian organization on the ground. I mean, organization like Red Cross. So it's quite tough and really difficult to say that we can have a real number and confirm that number. But I think when from the noise you can hear, let's say, the weapon they are using, there might be some injured or people who died from this bombing. Because I spoke on the phone with a girl who lives nearby the military barrack that has been bombed 2 days ago. She told me that not far from her house, a rocket fired through the roof and killed one. So I can guess that the heavy weaponry that has been using now maybe could have, let's say, could make many, many injured people.
Okay. Sheila, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.